Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Pleased to be able to be here on this phone today. This is our Universal Principal Show. We just got back from Mexico, and we have a lot to share with you. So today we're going to be talking about how do you want to feel. Ms. Mohammed, our Universal Principal Facilitator in Training, is here with us. How are you doing today, Ms. Alicia?
Greetings. Okay, great rising. I was on mute.
Oh,
and just having a good time talking. I am divine and feeling it as well. How about you, Dr. Jewel?
Okay, well, wonderful. I tell you, I'm not understanding why I can't read from my computer. I don't know how these things are all crisscrossed. It's amazing. So I am enjoying you from the phone, but we'll just carry on. So without, without further ado, very quickly, we're going to talk about how you want to feel. But I tell you, I'm feeling very interesting. I'm having feelings I haven't had before, but I recognize I put myself in a new position that most people aren't aware of yet. And that is, I have gone through a genetic upgrade. So I'll have to pay attention and take notes so that I can begin to quantify and have a general idea of what people will feel like as they go through genetic upgrades. Because we know that's happening now on the planet. The auroras are moving further south from the North Pole and further north from the South Pole, and people's energy levels. Yes, they are. Now, this is very interesting, and time is coming close for our next sponsor. And as soon as we hear from our next sponsor, then I'm going to suggest this to you for everybody to do a little research, but truly, you do want to go through the process of a genetic upgrade to prepare yourself for the 21st century, and you want to make sure that you are not in a space where that can be interrupted. So when you come back from our sponsor, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about it. I want you to buy some literature, and then we're going to get into our universal principles. How do you want to feel? So we'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay. Well, everything is going just very well, and we promised that we would talk about ensuring that your genetic upgrade from the rainbow bread, the auroras, that are now moving at this special time on the 21st century, during this 21st century upgrade, that you will be privy to have this sensation. So, first of all, before I talk about what you need to look at, Ms. Felicia, tell us, how are you feeling since you got back from Alaska and your upgrade? What are you feeling?
Oh, wow. It is really, now that I have a little bit more brain tissue being on the brain balancing program, I must say that it is, I can relate to what out of this world feels like. In the sense that it's a sensation and experience that I'm not familiar with, okay? And the beauty of that, and some people are like, well, why you say it like that? Well, the beauty of that is with this upgrade, upon returning, okay, so first of all, I felt, and a lot of us felt, that Mother Earth was really enveloping and nurturing us. I mean, we could feel the energy. So once I returned, I have been able to experience and am still experiencing the desires, the wants, you know, the request, you know, the support that requested from the cosmos and Mother Earth and my DNA. My cells, it is actually manifesting, okay? So, yeah, I said actually because prior to this experience, I had some challenges with that, you know? So I am feeling orgasmic, okay, and enlightened on another whole level. I felt some enlightenment before, but it has not been anything like this before, and I feel it within every cell, every muscle, every tissue, literally every fiber of my being. And it is so joyous.
Okay, well, wonderful, because this over the years that literally when you're in balance and the body is in harmony, you feel in bliss, you feel in a pre-orgasmic state. You just feel incredible, and most people kind of look at me like, oh, she just must be, you know, dreaming or whatever. They really don't believe that they can have that kind of sensation. So it's wonderful that you've been able to confirm in yourself that you can literally have that kind of sensation. And it doesn't have anything to do with whether somebody touched you or kissed you or anything.
Right, yeah.
When the chemistry is in alignment in your body, when you're in harmony with cosmic energy, the planetary energy, this is the kind of sensation that you walk around feeling. You really do. Now, we were in Alaska, and definitely also, too, we have some wonderful pictures. We're going to put those pictures up in the TJN. You can go to the event page, and we'll have those pictures up for you in about 24 hours, as well as in our social media. And the pictures are so wonderful, and we had one of the attendees take the time to take photographs of our activity and then return them to us and share them with us. And they're just wonderful. So she truly was also sent to us. We didn't know that she was a photographer, even though she's been part of the balancing program, et cetera, and she just manifested herself in just such a wonderful way. So we want you to see those pictures, to see the energy. Every night we ensured that we would expose ourselves to the auroras. Now, this is what's so phenomenal, is that we didn't see the auroras like we have seen them in the picture. We did not see the energy streaming through the sky. but we knew that the energy was there because I've never been on any place on the planet, even Egypt, et cetera, where immediately I could feel the energy shift. And then take the time every early morning between 1 to 3 a.m., we were outside laying on the earth of the North Pole under the auroras, even though we had a layer of clouds between us and the auroras, which is why we couldn't see them. We could see a little bit of them at sunrise, etc. But we felt the energy every evening, every early morning we were out there. So every day, every plasma exposed ourselves to the auroras. And I tell you, everyone that I've talked to that attended the conference with us, their bodies have changed, their vibration rate, everything. Now, there's a gentleman that lives there. His name is Dr. Nick Egypt, B-E-G-I-P-H. And he has an interesting book. It's entitled Angels Don't Play This Harp. Angels Don't Play This Harp. And the subtitle is Advances in Tesla Technology. Advances in Tesla Technology. Now, it's so interesting about this book, because this book talks about this phenomena that Nikola Tesla created decades ago. Now, Nikola Tesla, he dropped his body here in the early 40s. So none of us had been born into our bodies with him still being embodied. He left his body long, long time ago, but he left so many inventions, so much information as to how to interact with electricity and magnetism. Now, you can't be stupid here. You have to remember that the reason why you're able to go and plug in your arm, plug in your computer, plug in your blender, plug in your waffle maker, et cetera, into the wall is because Nikola Tesla created and brought to our access the capacity to have terminating current, AC. So that energy coming out of the wall is known as AC electricity. What does it mean? It means that you get a pulse of electricity, you get a pulse of magnetism, electricity, magnetism, electricity, magnetism. And that's why they call it AC, because it's an alternating current. AC, abbreviation for alternating current. Thomas Edison takes credit for creating the and making it available the electrical current. But to wire anything only with the electrical current, it was tedious and it was so strong. So many things had to be in place to really handle that concentration of electricity. And so Nikola Tesla figured it out that we could have far stronger currents, that we could control them better, and that we didn't have to have so much wiring. We didn't have to have such a huge generator to have electricity at hand at all times if we just alternated it. So, therefore, the alternating current we could control, it wasn't as harmful, on and on and on. So, that's why, even to this day, we have AC current. Now, that awareness of AC current, along with what is known as high frequency active auroral research program, which is what HARP is a deviation of. High frequency active auroral research program is a method of being able to wire a area on the earth and send an electrical charge through that electrical grid that can change the entire frequency of the atmosphere above and below the area where that grid has been placed. Now, Alaska is so important, and we really didn't know that, is because the HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Grid program, the largest one in the world, is in Alaska. And it was created by the military. And there are other harp grids on other locations on planet Earth worldwide. So these grids, depending upon how much area is gridded, controls the entire atmosphere. It moves clouds together, it separates them, and it also changes the frequency of energy in the Earth. So with these grids, these harps that have been placed around the globe, do you recognize that we're in a sandwich as humans? We've got a grid under us in the Earth, and then we've got the grid that is on the Earth that literally sends electricity into the atmosphere above us. So this is very significant because now we know that the weather changes when we send electricity into the Earth as well as above it. So we can create the weather like we'd like for it to. We can make it very harsh. We can totally change it, etc. But also the information coming from other star systems, such as the aurora, changed if it comes in contact with the harp grid, and the harp grid turned to a different frequency, so that the life forms that are between the harp grid, the one in the Earth, the one above us, the frequency we can receive from that, which is what information, can be different than the original frequency that is coming to us from the heavens, from the firmament, as they say. We are in an interesting position because I don't know who flipped on the switch to turn on the harp grid in Alaska or the ones that are in Russia and all these other places. I don't know the person who's turning them on and off, and I don't know why they would turn the grids on and off. So the key here is, and this is why I'm bringing this information to you, it's very important that you put your mind on the rainbow bridge. You can do something so interesting. We have them up on our website that you can see the picture of the bridge. You'll see the Earth. And you'll see all these colors coming around the Earth from the North Pole and then touching the Earth again at the South Pole. You take that picture and you can blow it up at least to an 8.5 by 11 size, and you put that in your bathroom next to your mirror every day. And you should take a look at that before you go to sleep. And by doing that, you will set your mind on the actual original auroral frequencies that are coming to us from our North Pole and from the South Pole, the aurora borealis, the aurora australis, and those will be the frequencies based on your mindset that you will allow to upgrade DNA. Now, did you understand what I asked you to do? This is so important because we are being bombarded now with many frequencies generated from obviously other places than from our auroras. Normally, the planet is programmed at all times from the colored lights, which is information coming from other dimensions, coming from other star systems to the polar region. That's why the auroras are so important, and this is how all planets are upgraded and informed about their relationship with each other. These beams of light, et cetera, are information wavelengths that keep all of these large masses and in communication with each other. Now we have busybodies, I call them little busybodies, that have taken upon themselves to send their information up into the atmosphere and into the Earth. And therefore, whatever information they are infusing into their electrical grid, your body will also pick up. But one thing about being a living God, animating a human body, you can always tell your body what to do. See, this is not what they're telling you. This is not what you're being taught. You have total control over your body. You will, first of all, accept that you do, and then start acting accordingly. So, therefore, you can tell your body, my genes will respond to the auroral energies, that they will be able to perceive the information and turn themselves on or turn themselves off appropriately so that I can be in alignment with the 21st century present future. That's what you want to do. And so, therefore, you can say any of these energies coming from any of these aberrant grids and frequencies, such as the harp, you can say that right in your mind and tell the body, no, we're not going to respond to those frequencies. And therefore, the body, if you are loving it, you have a wonderful relationship with it, the body knows that you are its best friend, it will follow your directives 100%. This is no different than how athletes train themselves to be able to do great things. They practice by doing what? Constantly communicating with the body, constantly seeing themselves execute what they want to do. So their bodies respond so incredibly because they're constantly in communication with it. So when you're constantly in communication with your body, especially with your genes, and you are telling your tissues that contain the genes that we're only going to have our DNA turned on and off by my command and by the exposure of the aurora, that is what will be happening for you. Isn't that wonderful? I think it's great. So honored to share this information because you don't have to be subjected to what other people are doing if you don't want to. So these grids are very, very large. So what? Nothing overrides your mind because your mind stretches into infinity. Your thoughts are limitless. So no one else can have greater influence over you and your thoughts unless you give them the power to do so.
So you
do not have to have your genetic upgrade interrupted because someone else is in their heart. Okay? So the name of this book again is Angel, Don't Play This Harp. And harp is spelled H-A-A-R-P. And this is by Dr. Nick Begich, B-E-G-I-C-H. And it's, you know, just a few dollars for the book. But it lays out all the technologies. It lays out how this has been going on for very long periods of time, to the extent that he had done his research in 14. He tells you where all the grids are that have been laid out on the earth, many of the signs and symptoms in nature, et cetera, that show you when these grids are active and when they are not. And you can be aware of all of this and put your mind on it, so that your upgrade isn't interrupted. How about that? Because this is a very important time now, and most people still don't get it. We're going through a huge transformation. You know, Indonesia just got hit. Mother Earth shifted her coordinates again. Big earthquake. She shifted the shoreline. Do you understand that the shorelines are changing? That's why we're having tsunamis. The water is rising. Shorelines are changing. Masses of earth are rising. Masses of earth, as we know it, are sinking. Pay attention here. This is because everything is being reprogrammed. Wake up. Wake up. You want to get reprogrammed too, nuts. You want to get reprogrammed. And there's a lot of things going on that can interfere with that. But all you have to do is put your mind on it, and you will get your upgrade. So we missed you at
our Alaska event, because we got harped and had been sung to by the auroras. Trust me, our bodies are resonating. And you can do it on your own. The auroras are wrapping themselves around the earth, but you got to make sure that your genes are going to be upgraded by the auroras. Now, I want you to pay attention to me. You listen. All of you all have been listening to Dr. June for so many decades. Well, you better listen now. Pay attention. This is very important what I'm saying to you right now, because this is our Universal Principle Support Group Day. And we're talking about how you choose to feel. You can control this. Now, what happened today? All of you listening to me, your telephone, your smartphone, your TV went off and somebody took it over. They say that they're the emergency alert system. Phone over, your TV and everything at the same time. And you got an alert. And they told you that we're the alert system and we're doing a global, they said global, activation right now. So every phone, every television, every computer was interrupted. That is what HARP does. Yes, it does. So therefore, I'm telling you that this was the test to make sure that everybody was wired into the grid. And so with every telephone, every TV, every computer responding to the electrical symbol, a single that was sent out, the grid is functional. Pay attention to me. So this grid is now being strong, just like a harp being strong. How are you going to respond to those frequencies now that we know can affect you? You got a computer, got a smartphone, got a TV. All of that now can send a same uniform frequency. Can you be affected? And of course you can. But will you allow the effect to be anything other than just a wonderful breeze flowing over your skin? Or is it going to be able to send you into a frenzy or shut you down or whatever? You determine that. This is so important, what I'm telling you today, right now. I'm not going to talk about this over and over and over again, because we have so many other things to teach you. We've asked you to get your brain balanced so that you can have a strong nervous system, a uniform brain, so that these kind of announcements I make to you, they have significance in your awareness so you can pay attention. Your awareness will shift, and you'll be able to now handle your environment. Now, if you've been listening to me all these years, et cetera, then I am just going to say congratulations, because I know that one thing, at least I've said all these years, finally stuck in your brain, that you need the brain and that you need all of it, not just part of it, and that you have either balanced your brain or you are on our brain balancing program. And if you are, that's one of the greatest things you could ever do for yourself this entire lifetime. Don't you go around here and buy all kind of money on shoes and eyelashes and wigs and houses and clothes and watches and all that stuff, and you haven't done anything to balance your brain. A challenge for you to be able to follow the directions I just gave you. And you don't even have all of your brain balanced. Your whole brain isn't communicating. You're only still working out of 5 or 10% of your brain, and you think that you're going to be able to have your tissues resist the strumming of this harp that's been planted all over the planet? I don't think so. But for those of us who've done the work and we've developed, completed the development of our nervous system, that we have both hemispheres of the brain completed, we know for a fact that what we put our mind on manifests. that what we put our mind on, our bodies follow suit, and our environment mirrors that back to us. Get serious here and develop ourselves, develop our life, create our life from the inside out, that is, from within you outward. And the most centered thing inside of your body, other than your prostate, your uterus, is your spinal column and that brain that sits on top of your neck in your cranium. So let's do that. So you can go to our website, Jewish.education, and click on Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program, DJBP. Get yourself signed up. And definitely you can come to the Universal Principle Support Groups on Sundays in New York, Sundays all over the world, cyber-wise. So check on that. So, Ms. Felicia, we're going to let our sponsors talk to us again real quick, and then we're going to talk about how wonderful we feel.
Okay. Yes, nice.
We'll be right back after this message.
Oh, our sponsors don't want to say anything.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Yes, you got to learn how to navigate that body and how to interact with these grids. So now tell us more from a universal principle perspective about how we choose to feel.
All right. So we are on, for those of you who have your manuals, we're on page 69, the Universal Principle Support Manual, and it reads, when you know that you are feeling, that you are a feeling being, when you have opened your heart and felt deep love for yourself, you are ready for the advanced phase of feeling, of the feeling exercise, okay? So again, when you know that you are a feeling being, when you have opened your heart and felt deep love for yourself, you are ready for the advanced phase of the feeling exercise. The first three steps are the same. These immediately follow. How would you like to feel? Feel the most wonderful feeling you are ready to feel. And that's the question we're asking you all, because we want to hear from you, okay? Feel love for the feeling. Feel love for the energy, the power in the feeling. Feel love for yourself, feeling the feeling. Feel love for yourself, feeling the power in the feeling. Okay? So what does all of that mean? So if you're feeling anger, or somebody has really ticked you off, does that apply? Yes. Yes. How would you like to feel? Feel the most wonderful feeling you are ready to feel. So if you're ticked off, you want to feel the love for feeling ticked off. How about that?
Okay. That's an experiment. Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. I've tried that. Oh, my gosh. It works. Oh, my God. You will be amazed. You will be amazed at how it works. And then you feel the energy of the power of that feeling of being ticked off and feeling yourself feeling the love for that being ticked off. How about that?
I think you should describe that in a little more detail. So what you're saying is that you, first of all, recognize you're ticked off, and then what happens? What do you do?
So when you're ticked off, what you do is you recognize and acknowledge that you mad as H-E-double-L right now. Okay. So we can relate to that, right? So when we are in that feeling, nobody can tell you anything, right? Well, take some stock of yourself and let the essence of the true source talk to you, okay? So when you're feeling ticked off and mad as H-E-double-L, you want to now breathe and you want to feel all the intense heat that you might be feeling as the blood is coursing through your vein because you are pissed. So you want to feel that. Then you want to put some love on it. So, you know, you think about that one that you give more attention to and affection to than you do yourself, you know. That man you love, that woman you love, or your mother, your father, you know, that you have this intense feeling for. You want to tap into that feeling of love while you're feeling this intense heat because you're so pissed off. And you will feel that start to come down. So you're feeling yourself feel the pissiosity, if that's a word, okay?
That's a new one. Okay.
All right? And by feeling yourself feel the love, you then recognize that you're coming down. You're like, okay, you're not as angry as you used to be, but you're still angry. And then you recognize in that moment and you tap into the power. You recognize the power and you recognize the power of how that love, just by you making a choice, you willingly chose to have a different sensation. That's where your power lies. It's something as simple as that. That's how easy it can be. But I don't think they believe us, Dr. Jewel. I don't think they believe us.
Well,
so give us some scientific, you know, break it down for us a little bit more, the quantum.
Well, I think that it's important to understand that the sensation of anger or resentment or jealousy or inadequacy, fear, all of those sensations don't come from the real you. That's so important to recognize. That's not really you. That this entity that you have created, known as a personality, the personality carries those kind of qualities. And so most people haven't taken the time to be able to identify who they are versus the personality. And new information coming forth, we recognize that most people have more than one personality. As a matter of fact, the science of the religion all can identify that most people are already born with at least 1,000 personalities. Can you imagine? So let's just say this is you. We're not even going to talk about your history, your reincarnated history, the archives that are in the back of your brain stored in the cerebellum. We're just not even going to say, okay, you don't even have access to be able to go review all of those archives in your cerebellum from all the people you've been, all the bodies you've had from past incarnations. We're just going to start right now. This one body that you have, that you were able to activate at birth as a gift from your mother and father, has 1,000 personalities. 1,000. So how much time do you want to spend getting to know the 1,000 aspects of yourself personality-wise versus the one original you? See, so you have that opportunity. 1,001. And the one is the true one. Which one is that one? And that's where the religions come in. That's one of the things that they were supposed to do. They were supposed to teach you the qualities and the characteristics of the real you, amongst all of these different facets that as you have not seen yourself as your true self, you created these values and belief systems and they crystallize and form this entity known as a personality, a combination of values and belief systems that you created to navigate with a physical body through perceptions of reality that you created. Now, many of the facets of your personality take no responsibility for not much of anything. And so it's very hard when you're operating out of that facet of your beingness that you're the victim. Oh, poor me. This happened and that happened. You're Chicken Little. And everything that falls out of the sky, you're running and dodging and making plans for and just a whole bunch of other stuff. It's very difficult for you to be able to put that aspect of yourself away because what does it do? It doesn't allow you to reinforce the center core of your genuine substance of invincibility. We are invincible. We are indestructible. And everything we do matters. Everything we do matters. You know, so I was talking to Miss Felicia today. Okay, I see our friends are passing by here on the railroad. And I was talking to her about the fact that my neurons get upset with me at times because these thoughts keep coming over and over and over, and my neurons are like, look, we just processed this. We know this is true. We made all these neurotransmitters. We got all the evidence. All the circuits in your brain have all of this evidence. Why are we going over this again? What topic am I talking about now that is just so real for me? It is beyond air, water, sunlight, earth. It's just that concrete and real. That all humans are immortal. All humans are immortal. And everything you do matters, and everything you do will have a presence in your existence and everyone else's existence, regardless of whether you keep your immortal body or not. Now, the sponsors here, they want to say hello again. I want to let them do that. But we're going to talk about this immortality for a minute and why it's so important that you pay attention to how you choose to feel relative to how easy it's going to be for you to let the true immortal you come forth at all times, or are you going to still let all of these fragments of realities and belief systems you've collected, known as the personality, with all of its 1,000 parameters, to continue to run your body. You've got to make a choice, and that choice is facing you every moment now, more, and more. And I'm going to give you a global example of how you can see this very quickly. Okay, sponsors, let's do it so I can get back to talk about this immortal example that exhibits to us our immortality. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, and that's why these concepts that we're talking about, you need more neurons to be able to run with them. Yeah, you do. So we just heard today that there was a woman got a wonderful Nobel Prize here for her efforts. She was talking about how few women there are that got Nobel Prizes. She, Madame Curie, a few others, but not very many. The gender of the body really doesn't have much to do with it when you start working from the true self of who you are, which is without gender. Okay, without gender. So our genitalia is only 10% of the body anatomy. So why does it have so much merit in everything we do when even the body says, why are you spending so much time down here? Okay, why are you spending so much? I got all these other things. Put some time up here above the neck, okay, on the brain. So we have a wonderful example going on right now. Judge Kavanaugh. As you know, this gentleman's been nominated to become a Supreme Court Justice here in the United States of America. And so, therefore, he's going to be writing the corporate laws and a lot of the laws that are going to affect all citizens here in the United States. And obviously, because of the branching that we have here from the United States all over the world, it's going to be affecting people worldwide with the legislation that he and the other members of the Superior Court will conclude upon, make their decisions upon. Now, he was a teenager, et cetera, fancy free, doing what, quote, the boys, unquote, do, based on the value system that his parents saturated him in, how they treated him, how they allowed him to treat others, their value system on what they thought about females and males. He chose, to the extent that he decided, how much of those value systems, that environment that his parents created for him, would dictate his behavior. Because I don't know 100% what his family exposed him to and did not expose him to, but we do know that somewhere along the line, very early in life, he learned that he does not treat all people the same way. He definitely has a different attitude towards individuals who have female genitalia versus male genitalia, and he also had his own versions of how he could interact socially with others to do what he wanted them to do. Why do you think people use drugs on folks? Because this is their way of getting other people to support them in what they want to experience with them. And in their mind, they don't have to ask permission. It doesn't matter about your permission, none of those things. They can just alter your body chemistry and then submit you to the experience that they want you to have. Now, people who are in their highest consciousness, which is how we've all been created to be, there's only one mind, the mind of God. And when you are truly in that mind, you recognize that everything is you. Everything is you. You get that, okay? So the little ant walking on the sidewalk and the bird zooming down in the trees and the butterfly slithering across your eyes and the fly zooming past your ears, all of that is you when you're in your higher state of who you are. It's all sacred, the leaves on the trees, everything. So therefore, you get a chance now to just really look at where you are in your consciousness relative to, as Ms. Muhammad has talked about, whether you're going to get angry with somebody or not, okay? Or are you going to be able to recognize that, oh, that's a faulty thought. Why should I let my body get heated up and whatever else just because of what I'm perceiving they have said or haven't said or not done or have done? Because that's not even your state of when you are saying that you want to be authentic, 100% totally who you are. So most people, they suffer from not knowing who they are, and they suffer from when they do come into the awareness of who they are, they've usually done some very, very destructive things to many, many people. Therefore, they have to now face what it is that they've experienced sooner or later. So I'm talking about Judge Kavanaugh now. Hang with me. You got enough to move on. So, gentlemen, from his reeling environment, the epigenetics, whatever the values were that he lived through, his parents talked about, his parents exhibited, his selection to believe some of them, none of them, two-thirds of them, is how he navigated his life as a teenager.
And some of the reports talk about the fact that he didn't do so well. He decided that he needed to alter his blood chemistry by using alcohol. That's what it does. Okay, it also alters how you think. And he was very much into doing that at times. And it appears as though when that happened to him, put him to sleep in the corner. Or it didn't make him a very joyous and funny person. Those are few of the reactions people have when they put drugs in their body. To him, he got very, very dominating, domineering, controlling, and at times physically violent. Okay, so a lot of people, oh, you know, that's how teenagers are. And, of course, then they want to go back to the little 10% of the body and give a gender assignment. Oh, so, yeah, well, that's what the boys do. Okay, so nobody thinks that's important, huh? Oh, yeah, it's all right. It'll pass, and we can live our little lives. And so now this individual, a power monger, it's okay. You want to have a lot of power. When you don't know who you are, and when you cannot operate from your true awareness. So he's done the work. Somebody says you need to do this, and you need to go there, associate with these people, get a degree from here. So he did all these things. And so on the material level, on the physical level, he put himself in a position where he could be considered
Dr. Jewel? Okay. Okay, so she was saying he put himself in a position where he can be considered. Okay. All right, engineer, do you want to go to the phone lines in a few minutes to see how, if anybody wants to share with us how they would like to feel based off of what Dr. Jewel has been sharing? Am I being heard?
Area code 216, your phone is unmuted. Do you have a question or a question?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings.
I had a question. I was trying to write down the name of that book that she said to get Angels Don't Play Harp. I mean, could you repeat that name?
Yes. Yes. Angels Don't Play Harp, and harp is spelled H-A-A-R-P.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and also she was saying something about to go on the website and get the pictures of the auroras or
yes, the auroras and the Rainbow Bridge, and that is drjewelpookram.net. That's the right one, right, Courtney? Or is it JUIS?
Let me check. Hold on.
I think it might be JUIS.education. JUIS.education. You can check both of them. So drjewelpookram.net or JUIS.education.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And you were talking about I'm trying to understand when negativity comes our way or we're rushed the wrong way that we need to think about this intense love that we would have for maybe someone or whatever is a intense love. And this will help balance out?
Yes. So the concept is when you want to be in touch with what you're feeling. So when you are
feeling a certain way, all right? So you, for one, you want to acknowledge how you're feeling. So if you're angry, if you're sad, if you're depressed, you just want to acknowledge it. Don't, you know, you don't want to play into it. You want to acknowledge it, right? So you want to just feel what that feels like, being angry, sad, or depressed, or happy, or joyous, okay? And then you want to feel love. So most of us typically love others more than we love ourselves. So that's mm-hmm. why I was making reference to, you know that your husband or your significant other or your mother or your child, yes, your child, you know, you have that undying love for your child. So you want to tap into you want to feel yourself loving yourself while you're experiencing this emotion, this feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to tap into, you want to feel yourself feeling the power. So if you've ever experienced being powerful or feeling power, you want to tap into that feeling. So you want to feel yourself feeling the feeling, which was that first feeling that you were feeling. And then you want to feel yourself loving the feeling. You want to feel love for the feeling, all right? And then you want to feel yourself feeling the power of feeling the love for that feeling that you're feeling.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, and just take small steps. You know, well, not just, but, you know, practice it.
Right.
You know, when you're having these thoughts, yeah, just practice it. Feel yourself. Just remember the feeling exercise. And join us on Sunday. We go deeper into it. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you all for the enlightenment and taking the time to appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, Mr. Engineer, we have 2 minutes left. Can we get another call in with a real quick sharing?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Shalathia, and I came to Alaska to do the meditation, and it was truly amazing. I must say the download of information was truly very beneficial for me. When I came back, I had some things that I had been putting off, learning things, learning mm-hmm. experiences, and it gave me re-energized me to go back through my notes and study things a little more deeply. So that was amazing. I just wanted to talk on the personality that Dr. Jules was speaking about,
mm-hmm.
and really wanted to kind of get a better understanding of what that means, because for me, communication has always been like a form of me feeling a person's energy. And sometimes mm-hmm. I have, you know, early on, I had different type of career fields where I was taught about the idea of communicating with a level of understanding how other people communicate. So that allowed me to, you know, change my personality.
Okay, we got 17 seconds. We got 17 seconds.
when I speak to people, so how can you operate from a personality or not?
So
when you're
wait. Join us next week, y'all. We look forward to seeing you. Take care. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Oh gosh. Oh goodness. So yes, we'll get your question answered. Join us on Sunday, okay, the Universal Principal Support Group, and get more information at thedrjewelpookum.net, or you can send your email to UCSD.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast and Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.